All right, let's see what we can do with this Tirus and Rashi. So let's take the Gemara again from the top. And we want to flag each time Rashi. Sometimes he says the psul of Zemech Hashem Taiva, and sometimes he brings the psul of Me'am Aris. Let's see if we can figure out what Rashi wants. The psul Me'am Aris is the Gemara in Chulin. Nachel Shechtim, and the Psul Zevach Shem Teva, later on in a few days. Rashi, sometimes he says one, sometimes the other. So let's see, the Gemara said, Amu Olam Rav Yechon, Ochal Chayla Bih Bishkal Minu Hei Midosu, Bechazu, Bar Hala Benitchi Yitcha. Yitnami Amu Rav Yemi Amu Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon, Ochal Chayla Bih Bishkal Minu Nishtate, Bechazu, Nishtate, Bar Hala Benitchi Yitcha. Then what makes it Shichusa? Yishmi Kamaisa, Mishum Diyudach, Anashi Vidayim, So that's the original member of Rabbi Yechonon. So there's dichud. So even though you have to do the tshuva, but the korban is dochi. So what does Rashi say? It says Rashi, hoyel v'nitcha korban k'sheim edosoi, dein b'kaplan korban min amumar, k'disanya me'am or, it's prat namumar, b'shit eschulim perakama. This is the first Rashi that we're flagging. The original member of Rabbi Yechon, Rashi says, why is a mumma, why is kishahe medosi, why is the korban nidche? Because of the miyut me'am oretz, prat namumma. Then the Gemara on, Rabbi Yosef, afananami tanino, Rabbi Yosef has a raya from the Mishnah by Ireni Dachas. Afananami tanino, how you look? The Mishnah says, if the Ireni Dachas had kachim, kachim is be'ach yamusu. So all of the kachim is be'ach have to go to misa. Kachim b'rekabaisi podo. Barina b'amayi musu. Why do they go to misa? Asks of Yosef. Came into Ikdil, have a look at par, but let's go to Gavaya. The answer you're in Dachas, now they had, after the misa's based, and Yosef's shita is that after misa's based, and they have a kapar, they're no longer mumarim. They're no longer rishoyim. So why is the korban, why is it yomusu? It must be because of dichud. Says Rashi. Hoyuba kachim. To take that Rashi, let's narrow line. Hoyuba kachim. Yirin edachas. Einim nusrofim and shlolot tziv shlolot v'lashlashamayim. Umi yomikiv loy karbu. Mishin dechsiv zemer chashon te'eva. Rashi says the reason why the karbs kachim is be'ach of yirin edachas cannot be karev is because of zemer chashon te'eva. So, when Rashi is explaining the Mishnah of Yoni Dachas, Rashi says, "Why? What's wrong with Kachi? What's wrong with Kachi Mizbech of Yoni Dachas?" He doesn't bring me the Mishnah. It doesn't bring me the drasha of Me'am Aretz. Now he brings a different drasha. Zevach Hashem Te'eva. Remember, the Gemara later on in Kufiyut Beis, Rabbi Yechon said, "Amaya Musu," because it's Zevach Hashem Te'eva. In Kachi Mizbech, I feel Oyel Hashem Adov Yomusu. Now Rashi commences to explain Rabbi Yosef's raya. Umidiktani Yomusul, says Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah says Yomusul. Shmami no mishum de nitchu me'akova mishum kishem yiru ba'aleim. Mishum kishem yiru ba'aleim. It must be because of dichui. The mumal avar zorleim akablam shum korban minei kiram binin bakal shaychtim. Now Rashi again brings the drasha of Me'am Aretz Prat L'Mumar. He's explaining of Yosef's explanation of the Mishnah by Yirani Dachas. Why is it that the Kachi Yirani Dachas is Yomusu? Because B'Shas Maisa, even though now they had to have a kapara, but B'Shas Maisa when they were Himiru, so they were Nitche, the Karbonis were Nitche, Kshem Yiru Baleim, Nitchu Me'akrova. Because of the drasha in Hakel Shechtin, they were not Makabal Karbonis from a Mumar. What's the drasha in Hakel Shechtin? Me'am Aretz. So now again, Rashi is quoting the drasha Me'am Aretz, not Zevach Hashem Te'eva. And then Rashi concludes, the Ha'ilu Minitchu Yitchu. So it must be as Dichui. This is the Hemshech of Rav Yosef's Raya. The Imi Shem Zevach Hashem Hu, if it's just not Zevach Hashem Te'eva, Kevin the Iktil, it's Luka Par. Can't be because they're Rishoyim now, they have a Par, so there's no Zevach Hashem Te'eva. All of a sudden, Rashi flipped back, and he brings the Pasuk of Zevach Hashem Te'eva, not the Pasuk of Me'am Aretz. So this is the deed they were trying to grapple with. What's going on in the Mishnah Melech points this out. Rashi seems to go back and forth between the two drushes. If there is a pattern in Rashi, Haschalas Dvarim, I think we could notice that Rashi, whenever he's talking about Dichoy, whenever he's explicitly talking about Dichoy, the pasuk that he uses is Me'am Ha'aretz. In the original memory of Rabbi Yochanan, he brings me the drush of Me'am Ha'aretz. When he's explaining of Yosef's Raya, he also brings the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz. But he's not explicitly talking about Dichoy, he brings the pasuk of Zerach Hashem Teva. It's not a teretz, just the first thing maybe we can notice, maybe we can somehow feel our way, see what we can do. So that's number one. Steers in Rashi. Four-way steer in Rashi. Twice he brings the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz, the drosh of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat Ha'Mumer, and twice he brings the drosh of Zerach Hashem Teva. Very glaring. Very glaring. Obviously there's something going on in this Rashi beneath the surface. Ruach Kuf Yibeis also discusses this mission about the Irani Dachas. And why is it touching his left? So the Gemara asks Taka, "Amaya Musum, Yiru Ashi Yistava, Bimachu Yiplid Meim Linadava." Why do these kachim of the Irani Dachas? Why do they have to go to Misa? Why not? Why can't we use them? Let's put them out to pasture. Let them develop a mum, and we'll be part of them. We'll be Yimakiv a carbon. So Rashi explains. The Gemara understands that these carbonists themselves, even in the Avimino, these kachim themselves were not going to be Yimakiv a carbon Mizbeach. It's most that came from the Irani Dachas. So that the Gemara could live with. Gemara's question: okay, so fine, so it's most. So don't use these carbonists themselves. Let's be paid to them. Wait for them to get a move. We'll be paid to them, and with the domim, we'll be able to buy other carbonists instead. Those won't be most. We'll be able to make them al gabi amizbeach. So the Rav Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan omer zevach hashem teva. Says Rav Yochanan, the reason is al zevach hashem teva. Rish Lakish disagrees. It's a whole different shot. It's talking about Kachim Kalim, and it's going like Rabbi Yisraeli, like Kachim Kalim Amun Bailamim, so they're Osir Bahano. Rish Lakish does not like Rabbi Yochanan's shot of Zerach Hashem Teva. But if he gives a different shot, the Mishnah told about a specific case of Kachim Kalim really belonged to the Anshi Yirini Dacha, so they attack Osir Bahano, like the rest of the Shalom. So we can't burn it because it's Fat Kachim, but we can't use it. So then the Gemara asks at the end, Rish Lakish, the time of the Amun Kavikon. What's wrong with the Rav Yochanan's shot? Rav Yochanan says, very good. Zevach Hashem Teva. What's wrong with that? Why did Rish Lakish reject that shot? Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish would tell you that Hani Mila Hechadisnu Be'enayu Amalocha Kevin Ishtani. Zevach Hashem Teva is only the carbon that the Rosh himself was mafish. But here you have a carbon the Rosh himself wasn't mafish, this new carbon. This carbon is twice removed from the carbon that the Rosh was mafish. The Rosh was mafish it, then we're paid it, then we bring another carbon instead. So it's not mamish the carbon that the Rosh was maktish. So Rish Lakish holds hoyel v'ishtani. It doesn't have any more the psul of zevach hashem teva. So I have a kasha. What's basically Rish Lakish's point? What's Rish Lakish's time? Rish Lakish's time is that the zevach hashem teva is only the carbon itself that the Rosh was maktish. But if this carbon that the Rosh was mafish was already was nishtane, because it's now been transmogrified into some other behema, so the psul of zevach hashem teva doesn't carry over. I have a question. In Agamar, Rav Yosef says that the truth is that this carbon really is not a zevach hashem teva anyway, because the Anshi Yirani Dachas had a kapar. So why is it yomusul? I was dikoy. Because while they were still alive, while these Rishon were alive, so they the carbon was nitcha. Shas Maisa, while they were alive, before they had the kapar, the carbon was nitcha. And apparently even the Tushadon Mishabai was nitcha, and then oil was nitcha yitcha. So the bottom line is, the real reason why this carbon is possible after the Anshi Nir and Dachas were killed, and now they're not Rishon anymore. So why does the carbon continue to be possible? Because it's Dochli. That's what it says in our sugya. And the Dichli apparently goes, as I mentioned the other day, we were talking about the Taisus. The Dichli is not only the Gufa Behema; you can't even be paid it. It's Yamusim. Apparently, the Dichli goes all the way down to the, and not only is the Gufa Behema Dochli, but the Shadom of Shaboy is Dochli, the carbon is Dochli. So what's Ish Lakish? So that's the Chor. What what it says in Aristotle. So what's Rish Lakish's tiny now? Ayo Vishtani Ishtani says this carbon is not really the same carbon that was this new carbon, which is twice removed from the original carbon. It's no longer as ever Kishon Teva, because it's not the carbon that the Rosh was mafish. It was Nishtana. So what if it's not it? So that means the Chayyim takes off the Zevach Hashem Teiva. Zevach Hashem Teiva is the carbon that the Rosh himself was makdish. This is already twice removed. It went through money and now a new behemoth. So it's no longer Zevach Hashem Teiva. It's anyway not really a Zevach Hashem Teiva because they're not Rishonim anymore. It's Elamai, but it's Dochli. And not only is the Gufa behemoth, but the Tushas Dom Meshubai is Dochli. How does Hoyle Ishtani take that off? So what if Hoyle Ishtani Ishtani? So it's not the same carbon. It looks different. It went through a shino, you went through money. But is it Dochli? The Tushas Dom was Dochli. So in Dochli, in the Svar of Dichli, what difference does it make if it's Hoyle Ishtani Ishtani? The same way it remains Dochli even if the Rosha becomes Ois Rosha. So it should remain Dochli even if the carbon was Nishtani to a different behemoth. But the Kedusha Shavai was Dochli. The Kedusha Tchuyasa. So how does the Hoyle Ishtani Ishtani take off the fact that it's that Hoyle Ishtani Ishtani? The Kedusha Shavai is a Kedusha Tchuyo. What is Shina going to... Bipshutai. The Svara... Really, what I'm asking is, what's the relationship between these two sugyas? Pashtus, these two sugyas, they complement each other. The Sugyan Kufi Bey says, what's wrong with this carbon of Lashir and Dachas? Because it's Zevach Hashem Teiva. Agamara points out that it's not really Zevach Hashem Teiva anymore, because they had a kapar. So Rav Yosef says, but it was originally a Zevach Hashem Teiva, so the Kedusha became a Kedusha Tchuyah. So that's how it works, you put the two sugyas together. So my question is, in the Svara of Dochli, it's hard for me to understand how Hoyle Vishtani Ishtani takes off the problem that it's Dochli. The carbon was Dochli. The Kedusha's Dom Meshubai is also Dochli, apparently. And we have to say that, because the Kedusha's Dom Meshubai is also Dochli. Otherwise, it could... Are you with me on that? How does... We ask Tosis points out. Normally, normally when a carbon is Dochli, the Kedusha's Dom Meshubai is not Dochli. By Mafish Nekevel Lepizli. Let me try to think. We'll go back to Alibi. When a behemah is dochi, let's say a behemah shall shnei shlutfin, and he was makdish half, and then he was makdish the other half. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan says, "Hoyle v'yitchi yitchi." So what do you do with that behemah? So Rashi says in Zochim, what do you do with it? What do you do with that behemah that's dochi? What was Rashi saying in Zochim? You paid it, you let it develop a mum, you paid it, and you bring a new carbon, because that's not dochi. The dom shabbat is not dochi. The only the good behemah is dochi. Mafish nekeva lepischa, the gemishnah m'sochem tzaraches. It's dochli because the nekeva is not ready for a carbon pesach. So what do you do with it? You wait for it to develop a mum, you paid it, and then after pesach you use it as a shlamim. Normally, dichli is in the guf of behemah, not in the domim. So Tosis points out the bottom places by us. Here for some reason is worse than that. Here we say that when a mumer is mafish a carbon, not only is the carbon dochli, but it's yamusu. The carbon goes out lemisa. You can't even pay it. It means that dichli in bases not only the guf of behemah, but the dichli goes all the way down to the Kedusha's Dom Shavai. So what's the hesper? So we're going to revisit this issue today in Rashi. But what did we say the other day? What did I say the hesper is? What's the hesper? So when you have a half a behemah, so the gufa behemah is half an animal. Half an animal died. Really, the karbal mizbeach. But the domim shavai are not dochli. The domim of the behemah. What's wrong with the domim? If I mafish money for a carbon, I can't bring the money on the mizbeach. But it's not dochli. The money is right to buy a carbon to be makav al mizbeach, so the money is not dochli. Half a behemah, the kedusha guf shabai is dochli, because you can't use the half a behemah to be makav al mizbeach. But the half a behemah also represents money; it has a kedusha domin. The kedusha domin shabai is not dochli, so that money you can be paid and you can use the money to buy another carbon. The kedusha domin is not dochli. Vashenke by a mummer, the fact that he's a mummer is doich not only the guf of behemah, it's doich even the domin of the behemah, because the mummer can't use the domin either to buy a carbon. So the dichli goes all the way down to the domim. That's how we were masked with the bottom places. Today maybe we'll refine that. But at the point of it, certainly says in Agamar, that when he's hamer dosoi by yirani dachas, even though right now he's not a Rosh anymore because he's dead, so he's no longer a Rosh. But hoyle v'idchi idchi, and that's why yamusu. That's why the behemah goes lemisa. because the behema included damim shabai is dachi. There's a dichui not only in the guf of behema, there's a dichui even in the damim of the behema. That's absolutely. And that's Rabbi Yochanan over there on Kufi Beis. Zerach Hashem Teivu. The chari means plus the fact that hayol v'yitchi. So what's Rish Lakish's response? Rish Lakish is chayol. Rish Lakish says, no, I don't agree that it's hayol v'yitchi. I don't agree that it's Zerach Hashem Teivu because it's nishtana. So this carbon, this new carbon that I'm bringing with the money, it's not the same carbon, so it's no longer Zerach Hashem Teivu. So my question is, it's anyway no longer Zerach Hashem Teivu because they're not Rishoyim anymore. But it doesn't matter because hayol v'yitchi yitchi. So if it's hayol v'yitchi yitchi and the Kedushas Dama was nitche, so that's a technical halacha. The Kedushas Dama is a Kedushas Tchuyah. How does hayol v'yitchi yitchi take that off? I understand that hayol v'yitchi yitchi can take off Zerach Hashem Teivu because this is not exactly the carbon that the Rosh was mafishit. Was Peshit Tzur below Tzur. But how does it take off the fact that the Kedushas Dama Shabbat is a Kedushas Tchuyah? And that's the halacha, that the Kedushas Tchuyah is nitche me'al ha'mizbeach. How does Elvish Tani remove that problem? So this question, so Kushya Mukko, and it leads me to think that maybe the sugya on Kufi Beis is not a sugya of dichui at all. I'm going to show you how I want to work this too. That the sugya on Kufi Beis is not going with dichui. I want to point something out in the Rashi. Going back to Rashi by us, let's take a closer look at the Rashi, the second wide line. Kochi berekabayisi padu. Rashi now is explaining to me the mechanism why by Yerini Dachas, remember that by Yerini Dachas the kachim are the reason why they're can't be makav them. The reason why it's yamusu is because of hayol v'yitchi. So Rashi says like this. We'll pick it up in the middle. It's the third wide line in Rashi, in the middle of the line. Zok Rashi, u'miktani yamusu. From the fact that the Mishnah says that yamusu the kachim is be'ach of Yerini Dachas are yamusu. Says of Yosef, you see that it's that it must be because of dichui. The reason why the karbanos over here have to be omusu is because they were nitchu me'akrova when the bottom were hemiru when they were over the zara. The mumel avay the zara lay mekablim shum karban minei kinaminin v'akol shechtim. This is Joshua Me'amar. So I want to ask you something. What does Rashi want with the word shum? Mumulah v'rezor le'mekabim shum carbon minei. We're not mekabim from any carbon. So it's a small word, only three letters, but it seems extraneous. I should say mumulah v'rezor. Mumulah v'rezor is how did Rashi l'chatchila bring the drasha? When Rashi first put the drasha, he said me'amor it's prat mumer. A mekabim korban, but I'm more. Here, there seems to be an extra hadgash in Rashi. Mumar la v'nezora, a mekabim shum korban. We're not mekabim from any korban. Halei dover, what does Rashi want on me? So I think the pshat in this Rashi. Rashi is saying the following. He's explaining midiktani yamusu. The Mishnah says yamusu. Kachim is bech yamusu. Yamusu means as opposed to what? As opposed to just the Yerashi Yisdavu v'yimachu v'yipu v'meyam l'nadavu. Like the Mar Kufi Beis. Am I yamusu from over there? Why is it yamusu? Even if you want to bring the behem itself, because it's mos, but there's nothing wrong with the Kedushas Damim Shavuah, why can't you bring it as a karma? So if Yosef says that it's hayol v'yitchi yitchi, I think what Rashi is coming to explain is why the Domim over here, the Nukud that I mentioned that we got before, the Nukud that Taishas focuses on. Normally, Dichli is in the Gufa Behema. Why over here is it the Dichli in the Domim of the Behema? Yeah, we're going over the same guy, but I want to show it to you in Rashi. Ordinary Dichli, Behema Shal Shnei Shutfin, it's Nidche, but you could sell it and use the Domim and buy a new carbon, because the Dichli was in the Gufa Behema, half a Behema is Dichli. But the Domim Shabbat is not Dichli. Makiv the cable of Pischoi. So the Gufa Behem is Dochi because it can't use the cable for Karm Pesach, but the Domim Shabbai aren't Dochi. Here, says Rashi, the Domim of the korban adochi. That's why it says, that's what it means, yamusu. Yamusu means that there's a dichli not only in the guf of the behemah, there's a dichli in the domim of the behemah. It's actually, why is there a dichli in the domim of the behemah? Ordinarily, dichli is in the guf of the behemah, not in the domim. As Rashi, you know, here it's worse. Here the dichli is in the domim also, because the dichli over here is not mitzad a psul in the carbon. When you have a carbon, that there's a psul in the carbon itself, like because it's only half a behemo, or because it's the wrong sex, it's in the cave and it's supposed to be a zocha. So the dichli is in the chetz of the behemo. So the behemo is dichli, but there's nothing wrong with the domim shabai. The bialim could use the domim to buy another carbon. Here he says it's worse. Here the dichli is not in the gufa behema. Here the dichli is in the bailim. That the bailim are nitzal to bring any carbon. Where the dichli is mitzad the bailim, that the bailim are not roi lov yishum carbon, then the domim are also dochli. Because the bailim, if the bailim is a mummer, then he can't use that domim to buy any carbon. So we may and so that's the yisrael of Rashi. Where the dichli is mitzad the bailim, so then it extends even down to the domim. I think based on this nuance in Rashi, and I think it's an extra havana in this distinction, which we already saw in Tosis, and now Rashi is spelling it out. I think we can say a formula that psulim that are in the chefts of the behemoth are doiche the behemoth, but they don't affect the domim. Psulim that are in the bailim, those psulim mean that not only can't he bring this carbon, he's doche from bringing carbonus in general, in the kavanah of shum carbon. Psulim and the Bailim are doicha the Domim as well, and then it's Yamusu, it's not Yerash Yistai. That's in the Kud that the Rashi over here is bringing out to us. I think that, you know, if we say that, I think the Rashi should read it in the Rashi. He says, Midiktoni Yamusu, why is it Yamusu? Why does it go to Misa? Let it go to Re'il. I understand you can't bring the Behemah, but why Yamusu? Says Rashi, because Shehemir, when the Bailim were Meimir, so that they were Nitru, when the Bailim were Meimir, so then Shehemir Baleim. So le mekablim shum carbon mine. Then we can't be mekabel any carbon from him. So that's already a dichui in the domim even of the name as well. And memelo you can't and therefore yomuso. That's it. Now it's nitchum. It's the domim even is nitchum yakov. And now it goes on this. Based on this, now I want to make a leap. I want to posit something that the psul of Me'am Ha'aretz, Rashi's telling me, is a psul in the gavra. It's a psul in the that the gavra we can't be mekabel from a carbon. Lashon Rashi really ain't mekabel v'meinu shum carbon. The psul of Me'am Ha'aretz is a psul that we're not mekabel carbon v'nam umar. That's Lashon Rashi ain't mekabel v'meinu carbon. The Torah says, "May Amoritz, we're mekabel carbonus from the Amoritz, from the Amei Oritz, from the solid citizens. We're not mekabel carbonus from Umar." So it's halach in the havasa carbon. A mumar can't be maybe a carbon. That's the psul in the gavra. The bailim are now nifsul from havas carbon, and that's why the dichli goes all the way down to the domim, because it's a psul in the bailim, and a psul in the bailim passes the domim of the carbon. Sever chesham ta'eva, in contrast, is a psul in the chefts of the carbon. The carbon is the teva. That's not a psul in the bailim, that's a psul in the carbon. We'll see in a minute, nafkaminus, why we need both. But right now I just want to say the idea itself. Zevach Hashem Te'eva is a psul in the carbon. It's not a psul in the bailim's ability to be maybe carbonus. When a mummer is mafresh a carbon, the carbon becomes Zevach Hashem Te'eva. That's a psul in the chefts of the carbon. And Zevach Hashem Te'eva can't be done for the domim. Because since it's a psul in the chefts of the carbon, so it can be done for the carbon itself, it can be done for the behemah, because the behemah is a zevach hashon. But what does that have to do with the domim? The domim are not nitcha. Any psul in the chefts of the carbon is not done for the domim, because the behemah is dochi. The behemah is a zevach hashon teva. But the domim are not a zevach hashon. Domim are not a zevach hashon. Somebody's going to ask me, but if you can't use the domim to buy another carbon, because the new carbon is also going to be a zevach hashon. Yeah, that's true. If he'll still be a rasha when you buy the new carbon, the new carbon will also be a zevach hashon, but that's a new psul in the chefs of that carbon. But psulim in the carbon, this carbon is a zevach hashon. It could be that if it'll be mafresh another carbon, if he might do tshuva, then it won't be. If he won't do tshuva, then it will be a zevach hashon. But that's a new psul in that carbon. That doesn't affect the domim. Mashaikin Absalom the Gavra, Mayama Orish is Absalom the Gavra, that he can't be maybe Karbonis. So right now, the Gavra is in a state that he can't bring Karbonis. As long as the Gavra is in a state that he can't be bring Karbonis, so even the Dhamma is Dokhi. Because Gavra can't be maybe any Karbonis, that extends down to the Dhamma. That's the main Yisrael, really, as far as the Lumbus is concerned, this is the main one that I want to say today. Psalm in the Gavra, Mayama Orish is Absalom the Gavra, and that's why it's Dokhi the Dhamma with the Behemoth. Zemer Cheshoyim Ta'eva is Absalom the Chetz of the Karbon. Absalom the Chetz of the Karbon can be Doicha the Gufa Karbon, but it can't be Doicha the Dhamma. And that's why, just one second, that's why Rashi, whenever he's talking about, whenever he's explaining Dichoy, he always brings the Psalom Me'am Oretz, never the Psalom Zemer Cheshoyim Ta'eva. Because Me'am Oretz, because Zemer Cheshoyim Ta'eva is just Absalom the Chetz of the Karbon, it will be Doicha the Gufa Karbon, but without the Dhamma, and it'll be Naf Kimino, it could be Yerach Yestoyev. But for Yamusu, you have to have Absalom, you have to be Doicha the Dhamma. To be doicha the dhamma, we need a psul and the gavra that he's possible to have us carbon. She'ein meviim, ein mekam menu shum carbon. Only that will have the power to be doicha the dhamma of the carbon. For that, you need mayam arts. And that's mamish what this Rashi over here is saying. Shemidik toni yamusu, from the fact that it says yamusu, as opposed to just yirashi yestoyev. From the fact that it says yamusu, shmamino, that the bailim were nidcha from havas carbon, ein mekam menu shum carbon. And when the bailim are in a state that we can't be mekabel any carbon from him, then even tushas domim is going to be nidcha. It's like if the Mizbech became pogum. So now no Karbonis could be brought. So that'll affect down to the Tushas Dhamim, I think. I think that'll be Naf Gemina. By Mizbech Shenifkam, I think also it'll be a Musul. The way I'm saying. That's what Rashi is today. Whenever we're talking here about Tchiyah, so Rashi's Tchiyah, the Tchiyah here, which is a Tchiyah in the Dhamim, because it's your Musul. Tchiyah is Me'am Arts. Rashi never uses for that the Pasuk of Zerach Shem Tehva. Because Zerach Shem Tehva is not going to have that power to be done for the Tushas Dhamim.
In Rashi's lesson of Kufiyud Beis, explicitly when he's talking about Zerach Hashem, he says, "Va'afilu Dmei Masurim."
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine because that's. You see. It's fine.
Going along.
If this is true, then when we look at the Gemara Kufiyud Beis, and we find the Gemara Kufiyud Beis there, Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason why Yamusu is because of Zerach Shem Teva. But we just saw in Rashi that to make a dichri in the Dhamma, you have to have Me'am Oretz, you need a psul of the Gagra. Zerach Shem Teva won't have the power to be doicha the Dhamma. So why did Hakan of Yochanan over there use the pasuk of Zerach Hashem Teva? But on Kufiyud Beis, of Yochanan says that the psul is on Zerach Hashem Teva. Zerach Hashem Teva only passes the Gufa Karbon. It doesn't create dichri in the Dhamma. Hakachach will have to say that the Gemara Kufiyud Beis is going without dichri. That the Gemara Kufiyud Beis holds not like Rav Yosef, but rather like Abaye, that even after Misa they're still Rishoyim. Actually, the Mishnah Melech mentions this possibility in his Pilpulim for various reasons. That the Gemara Kufiyud Beis doesn't say a word about Dichli, and it could very well be, it's not glaring in the Gemara, there's not a word there about Dichli. It could very well be that Gemara is going without Dichli. Now, Gemara is a Machlekes. Rav Yosef says that it goes with Dichli because after the Misa they have a Kapar, and see Abai was Chayut. Abai said it's not true that the Misa is based in they don't have a Kapar, and they remain Rishoyim, and the Psul is Poshid, and therefore even after Misa, it still is Zerach Hashem Teva. If in that Gemara Kufiyud Beis Rav Yochanan does not say, there's not a word there about Dichli. That Gemara is going that there is Shoyim La'achem Yisrael also, and it's not without Dichli. There's no mention there about Dichli. And if it's going without Dichli, then the psul, then you could say this Taka Pasul Psul Zerach Hashem Teva. This is a Pasul Psul Zerach Hashem Teva that you can't bring the carbon because the Ashi Yeri Dachas Erishoyim and it's Zerach Hashem Teva. And not only is the carbon a Zerach Hashem Teva. But even the Dhamim, when it's Peshav Surah, Veloivish Surah, when you turn it into Dhamim, the Dhamim will also be a Zerach Hashem Teva. And when you turn the Dhamim into a new carbon, the new carbon will also be a Zerach Hashem Teva. That Rashi disagrees. He says, no, it's Peshav Surah, Veloivish Surah, it stops being a Zerach Hashem Teva. But that's a Gemara, well, let me just finish the Chazan. That's a Gemara about Zerach Hashem Teva. It's not a Gemara about Dichoy, and therefore, we're not going to use the Pasuk of Me'am Arz. And I think even more. The Gemara over there, since it's going without Dichoy, it's not invoking the principle of Dichli. The Gemara over there can't use the Pasuk of Me'am Arts. Because me am ha'aretz is halacha in the gavra shein mekavim menu shum korban. It's halacha in the havas ha'korban. That a mumer can't be maybe korbanus. Gulash and Rashi, that's how we explain it. It's a din of the gavra. The din of a mumer is possible for havas korban. That by it's, that's really not shayach lachamis. So the achamis is not the mumer who's bringing the korban. Yosha bring the korban. The havas ha'korban is not havas ha'korban is called manis alive. If he's not alive anymore, then the mumer is not the maybe. It's still zevach shem teiva because he still has a shem bialim to a certain extent. That's, even after misa, he has a certain shem bialim on the korban. It's a certain method. Kapara is still from the korban. But he's not the maybe ha'korban. The havas ha'korban is not the mumer. The mumer is dead. The havas ha'korban is being done by the yosha presumably. So you can't use over there the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz. Me'am ha'aretz is only but etzin only shayach mechayim. It's in the havas ha'korban. Me'am ha'aretz, we're not mekabel korban min ha'mumarim. And kuf yibayz, the gemara over there is assuming that the mumarim are dead. We're not being mekabel korban min ha'mumarim. So you have to say, you have to say the other pasuk, zevach hashem table. Agamar is not fazed by that because Agamar is going with dichoy. So dichoy was mechayim. It was dochoy because mechayim. It was halacha ein mevi'im. The gavra was possible ein mevi'im carbon manu mumarim and meila kedusha be big meila dama became a kedusha tchuyah. What's coming out from this is like this: that you have two halachas. You have me'am ha'aretz and you have zevach hashem teiva. And then there's the mishnah mechzim, pages and pages working out why do I need two different psukim. But I think Shita's Rashi is that these two psukim they mean different things. Me'am ha'aretz halacha in the havas ha'carbon. Zevach Hashem Teiv is halacha in the chetz of the carbon, and yesh b'zeh ma she'ein b'zeh. Me'am ha'aretz has a chisaron that it's only in the havas ha'carbon, so it's only mechayim, it's not lachamisa. Lachamisa, he's not bringing the carbon, so it doesn't lack in me'am ha'aretz. So but zevach Hashem Teiv would apply even lachamisa. It's still a zevach Hashem Teiv be'etzim. A rosha was mafresh this carbon, so it has a shem zevach Hashem Teiv. And even if you're impaided, and you bring another carbon or Shnuva Yochanan holds, even then it still be a Zevach Hashem Teiva, and that Rishlokas disagrees. So that's a mile of the Arab Zevach, that's an advantage the Zevach Hashem Teiva has, that it applies even Lachamisa. On the other hand, Me'am Ha'aretz has a mile, that since Me'am Ha'aretz is the halach in the Gavra, that ain't the Kalmen or Shum carbon, so it affects Dichoy, and it's Doichim in the Domin. Zevach Hashem Teiva could maybe die for the Gufa Korban, but it won't be die for the Domin. Because it's only a psul in the Chetz of the Behema. A psul in the Chetz of the Behema is the Behema, but it's not die for the Domin. Like other cases of Dichri, if the Behema is Dichri, but not the Domin. So each one has a mile that the other one doesn't have. So the Gemara Kufyid Beis is going without Dichri, because Gemara Kufyid Beis is assuming that La'acha Misa there was still no Kapara, like Abaye. There's no mention of that Gemara of Dichri. That Gemara treats this, so that Gemara is working without dichui. That Gemara is working just with the psul of the fact that the carbon is a zevach hashem. Says Rabbi Yochanan, a zevach hashem teiva. And Rish Lakish says, no, it's not zevach hashem teiva anymore. If it's paishut surah v'loy v'surah, if you change it into something else, because only the carbon that the rosh himself was mafresh is a zevach hashem teiva. Once it's twice removed, it's a longer zevach hashem teiva, and that's the even of the sugi over there. And the whole sugi over there is not busy with dichui because the whole sugi over there is assuming that even lachamisa the rishon. By us already, the Gemara of Yosef holds that might be that's the pashas in that Mishnah. Comes along of Yosef and says, no, not so fast. I think that after Misa they have a kapara. So you can't, so la'acha Misa, you can't pass the carbon anymore al zevach hashem teiva because they're not Rishon. So Elamai, what must be the psul? The psul must be because mechayim, they were Rishon, so the carbon was nidcha. One second, the carbon was nidcha, but why were the domim nidcha? Why Yamusu? The answer is because there's a psul in the gavra me'am arsh and the kabel menushim carbon that the bialim were possible for havas carbon. If the bialim are possible for havas carbon, then even the domim become dochi, and that's the risk of flinch, and therefore you're musul. Because me'am arsh, even me'am arsh is only mechayim, me'am arsh doesn't apply lachamisa, but so on. But mechayim, there was halacha me'am arsh, mechayim, the domim were dochi, and now it's dochi forever. That's what's coming out of it. The summary is, and we'll see in a second. In Rashi himself, you see, I think it's very meduyuk, and the whole Rashi now will be. I think the Rashi will be merubach moy. All the lashonos of Rashi will fall into place. But the basic insight is that zevach hashem teiva is a psul in the guf ha'karbon, in the chetz of the carbon. The zevach is a teiva, and that can apply even lachamisa. That's the poshup shat in the Mishnah Kufyud Beis. Before you get into Rabbi Yosef's fancy pshatim. The Poshup Shat in the Mishnah Kufyud Beis, like the Gemara Kufyud Beis understood it, is that the Rishoyim, these Sadashim, Yerani Dachas, Rishoyim, they're still Rishoyim, and therefore their Karbonus is Ever Kishon Teva. And not only that their Karbonus Ever Kishon Teva, but Rabbi Yochanan holds even their derivative Karbonus, even if you play to them and you bring new Karbonus, which the Rosh himself was never mafish. It doesn't matter. It came from his Ever Kishon Teva. So it's also his Ever Kishon Teva. And it's like, it's not Hail Vishani, Hail Vishani, Ishtani. That's Ever Kishon Teva. It's a psul in the Guf HaKarma. Like any other psul in the Guf HaKarma, like Balmum, like other psul in the Guf HaKarma. Ever Kishon Teva is a psul in the Guf HaKarma. But Ever Kishon Teva, since it's a psul in the Guf HaKarma, won't affect Dichui. It won't make Dichui, at least not Dichui in the Dham. Comes along of Yosef, and he says that that's not, can't be pshat in the Mishnah. You can't say that the pshat in the Mishnah over there is that it's posel as ever kashom teiva, because they're not rishoyim anymore. So you can't pass the korban no longer posel as ever kashom teiva, and zever and I dichui, but zever kashom teiva might be doicha the gufa behemah, but it's not going to be doicha the domim. So why am I a musu? Comes along with Yosef and he says, no, there's a whole different pshat. The pshat is that dichui, meaning that while the Baalim were alive, of course after the Baalim are not alive there's no problem with Me'am Oretz, but while the Baalim were alive there was Halacha Me'am Oretz Shei Mekablim Menu Shum Karban, and therefore in the lifetime of the Baalim the Domim of the Karban became Nidcha Me'akrova, because so long as the Baalim were alive there was Halacha that Ein Mekablim Menu Shum Karban, and Ein Mekablim Menu Shum Karban, that's a Pesul in the Gava, that was Doicha the Domim of the Karban. And so for now, even after the Baalim die and they're no longer the people bringing the Karban, and Me'am Oretz really is no longer applies, but it's too late. Mechayim, the carbon became dochi, and the domim became dochi. And that's how Yosef is mazbir in the Mishnah. Now take a look at Rashi inside. You'll see it's very good. The first Rashi was about Rav Yochanan's original member. Rav Yochanan said hefish carbon veheimer dosoi, so hayol v'itchi itchi, and that dichoi is even down to the dochi, because that's what we're saying. That's what's coming out from the sugya. As Tosis points out, the dichoi over here is not only the gufa behema. The gufa behema we could be paid there. The Gedichi is down to the Domim. Says Rashi, why down to the Domim? So Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz. Because in order to be Doicha the Domim, you need not just a Dichi in the Gufa Behema. You need a Dichi in the Bailim, Shem Ekal Menushim Karbon, to be Doicha the Domim. So there Rashi brings the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz. Very good. Then Rashi brings the Mishnah. Hayu Bakotchim. Birani Dachas. Einu Nisrofim Misholis, Sivsholav Lashashamayim. Umir Mikrov Lekarvim Shem Dechsiv Zerach Shem Teva. Rashi Lechatchila, when he presents Pshat in the Mishnah, he presents the Pasuk Pshat in the Mishnah. Because after all, in our Gemara, it's going to be a debate between Rav Yosef and Abai. What's the pshat in that Mishnah? Rav Yosef says it's a Mishnah about Dichui. And Abai says, no, it's nothing to do with Dichui. There is no such thing. It's not a riot to Dichui, because they have no Kapara and they're still Rishon. So that's the Machlekes here between Abai. There's a Machlekes in Asuk between Abai and Rav Yosef. How do you understand that Mishnah? Rav Yosef says it has to do with Dichui. Abai says, no, it's not a riot to Dichui. Maybe there's no Dichui. Maybe Baal Chai made him Nidochim. Don't bring me a riot from Yerani Dachas. Yerani Dachas, maybe it has nothing to do with Dichui. Maybe Yerani Dachas, the reason why you can't bring the carbon is because of what? Because they're still Rishoyim. Zever Chashon Teva. So in Agamor itself, it's a debate between Yosef and Abai how to learn that, how to learn the Mishnah. So Abai starts off with the passages in the Mishnah, which is the way Abai understands the Mishnah. That the reason why you can't bring the carbon is not because of Dichui. Abai holds that from that Mishnah there's no riot to Dichui. Maybe it's not true. Maybe the Baruch Haim ain't any Dachim. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? The simple Pshat in the Mishnah before Yosef. The Poshet of Pshat in the Mishnah, which is a Abai's Pshat in the Mishnah, which for that matter is more Kufi Beis's Pshat in the Mishnah, has nothing to do with Dichui. Rather, it has to do with the fact that they're still Rishoyim. So that's, is that Me'am Oretz or that's Erech Shon Teva? That's Erech Shon Teva. Me'am Oretz is only Mechayim when they're bringing the carbon. Here we're talking about Achanisa. They're not bringing the carbon. So what's the Pshat of Erech Shon Teva? So Rashi says that the Karbon is apostle because of Zerach Shon Teva. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. That's the way Abai is going to continue to read the Mishnah. That's the way the Mor Kufi Beis reads the Mishnah. After Misa, there's no Mayama Arts, but the Zerach Shon Teva. And that's absolutely nothing to do with Dichui. But that's the Poshim Pshat in the Mishnah. Comes along Rav Yosef and he says, but it's not true. I'm going to tell you a new Pshat in the Mishnah. And Rashi continues. And he explains Rav Yosef's Raya. The third wide line. Uminikani Amusu, says Rav Yosef, Shema mina that the reason mishum the nitchu me'akovik shemiru baleim the mumel verzal kam mishum korban minei because hoyl v'nitchu yitchu the imishum zevach hashem teiva came into iktal havi lekapor. What's going on? Mamish, very strange Rashi. He has me'am arutz zevach hashem teiva. Right, teichad the dibur. He starts me'am arutz and then he says zevach hashem teiva. Or advarim eila Rashi mamish it's lichtig. Rashi like this. Rav Yosef is telling me pshat in that mishnah it can't be al zevach hashem teiva. We'll start with the second Rashi first, the last Rashi. Rashi says, "Hayul v'iktol havi lekapara." Says Rabbi Yosef, I think that after Misa and Kfura, they have a kapara. And if they have a kapara, then it's not possible as Ever Kishon Teva. Because they're not Rishon anymore. So you can't say the Psalm is as Ever Kishon Teva. In other words, he's rejecting the original. Rabbi Yosef is rejecting the original Pshat in the Mishnah, Abayi's Pshat in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef's Pshat in the Mishnah. The initial Pshat in the Mishnah was, it's Ever Kishon Teva. Right now, it's Ever Kishon Teva. Says Rabbi Yosef, it can't be. Because they had a kapara. So imishum zevach hashem ta'eva, you want to say it's possible as zevach hashem ta'eva, like we originally, what the Rashi had originally said in the Mishnah, it can't be because kevad ikl havalei kapara. So they're not rishoyim anymore. So elamai, what must it be? It must be because of dichui. But the dichui is already not zevach hashem ta'eva. What does dichui have to do with zevach hashem ta'eva? Zevach hashem ta'eva is in the guf ha-korban. It's not doich ha-dadamim. It must be because of dichui, because it's a halacha of me'am ha'aretz, that the chayim, while the mumer was alive, he couldn't bring any carbon, and mekal menu shum carbon, and therefore me'chayim, the domim of the carbon, became dochi. And that's what Rashi said before. And therefore, shmamitani amusu, shmamino, mishim, the nitkum me'atovik, shemir ba'aleim, the mumer of Arizona, mekal menu shum carbon. It's very geschmack to read the Rashi if you read them in reverse order. I mean, it's the same thing. Rashi is the hoil of a nitkum, it's not mishim zerech shem teiba, it can't be us erech shem teiba, because they're not rishon anymore. Now Lachamisa not Rishon. Al Korchach has to be because of Dichui. And what is the Dichui? The Dichui can't be from Zevach Hashem Teva. Zevach Hashem Teva is the Gufa Korban, not the Domim. The Dichui has to be from Me'am Oretz. And even though Me'am Oretz is only Mechayim, Me'am Oretz is Alach Mechayim, that ain't Mechayim Menushim Korban, only when he's alive, not after he's dead. But that's the whole idea of Dichui. That since Mechayim was Nitche the Domim, so he'll be Yitchi Yitchi. And that's the whole Rashim. I think it's Mamish, it all fits very, very well. That's where Rashi's going back and forth. There's two competing interpretations of the Mishnah of Kuf Yud Beis, of the Mishnah of Yonei Dachas. There's one interpretation, Abai's interpretation, that's the interpretation we're later on in Kuf Yud Beis, that the reason why these Karbonis are possible, not because of Dichoy, maybe by the Chayim Einim Dochem, it's because it's possible now. Why is it possible now? That's not Me'am Bo'or, it's Me'am Bo'or, it's Mechayim, it's Dinavos HaKarbon. That's because it's Evach Hashem Te'eva, that's the Gemara Kuf Yud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's Evach Hashem Te'eva. That's the Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah. Rav Yosef is coming out Puki from that Pshat. And Rav Yosef says it can't be. It's Imishum Zevach Hashem Te'eva. You want to say it's Pashat Zevach Hashem Te'eva? It's not true because they had a Kapara. They're not Rishayim anymore. Elamai, it must be a different Psul altogether. It's not a Psul of Zevach Hashem Te'eva because they're not Rishayim. And Zevach Hashem Te'eva can't make Dichui because it's only in the Gufa Karbon, not in the Domin. It's a Psul in the Chetz of the Karbon. It's like a Chashi Behem or something. Or a Balmum. It doesn't pass to the Domin. Says Rav Yosef, no, hold it from Pshat. It's because it's halacha me'am ha'aretz that am ha'aretz is a apostle for havos karmen mechayim, as long as he's alive, not am ha'aretz, a mumer prat le'mumer, that a mumer is apostle to bring karbonos ein mekav menu shum karbon. And if the gavra is apostle for havos, if it's absolut the gavra for havos karbonos in general, then that is doichi even the domim of the karbon, and that's the halacha me'am ha'aretz, and that's Rav Yosef Shad in the Mishnah, that the reason why the karbonos of the Yer Yamusu is because mechayim there was a psul in the havos ha-karbon, the psul in the gavra, the name of kalmin shum karbon, and hagam, that's only mechayim, not lachavisa, but mechayim it had its effect, that it was doich the domim in hoyel v'yitchi yitchi. That's the Rashi. There's one loose thread, Adayin yesh lishol. Oh yeah, well, just, yeah, one thing. So well, this is also answered up, I had a kash at the very beginning. Reish Lakish sent to Rav Yochanan and Kufi Beis, hoyel v'yishtani yishtani. So I asked, Hoyel v'yishtani yishtani, I understand how it takes off Zevach Hashem Teva, because it's twice removed from the original carbon that the Rosh was mafresh. But how did it take off the psul of Dichui? Teretz is the Gemara over there, it's not going with Dichui. That Gemara is not going with Dichui. But you'll ask me, but even if the Gemara is not going with Dichui, but the Ma'is is Dichui, like where did Dichui go? Doesn't Reish Lakish hold from Dichui? The answer is no. Bali Chaim ain't Dochim. We know it's Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. If Bali Chaim ain't Dochim, that's the whole debate in our Gemara. Is there a riot to Rav Yochanan? Is there not a riot to Rav Yochanan? Bali Chaim ain't Dochim. Is it Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan? The Ram passes like Rav. Bali Chaim ain't Dochim. So Reish Lakish taka holds in Kufi Beis. Reish Lakish holds Chaim ain't Dochim. So it's nothing to do with Dichlui. It's a psul of Zevach Hashem. So Elamai Zevach Hashem Teva. Says Reish Lakish, but I don't think it's Zevach Hashem Teva either because it's twice removed in Oil Vishnani Yishli. And therefore Reish Lakish holds taka the Karbonis of Kosher, and the Mishnah is only talking about Kosher and Kalim. Elamai Rav Yosef Aglili.
Rashi. In Unkufi Beis, sorry. the Rashi seem to say that that Reish Lakish would never come to be in a situation where there would have to be an option whether or not there's the Reish Lakish.
Wait, what are you reading in the Rashi?
Lob Sigal. According to Reish Lakish, it sounds like there's never a case where it would be a situation of Bichlal.
Let's just go around the Gemara.
According to Reish Lakish, I guess if one
would
just go through it.
Give me a second. No. Reish Lakish, you might ask Reish Lakish, why wasn't the Mishnah Mechalik within Kachi Kachim? Because according to Reish Lakish, it comes out that Kachi Kachim are Taka Yipodu.
Right.
So the Rashi says, let's say that in the Mishnah. So the Rashi says, but that's not always true, because there's a special din, Chatas Shemesu Balel.
Right.
But the Reish Lakish does hold that other Kachi Kachim are Yipodu. So I'm asking, why are they Yipodu? What happened to Dichud? Mechaim was the name of why weren't the kachi kachim nidcha? The answer is the shlokish will hold by the chaim and nidachim. That's not wrong. The only one the kudda is, but I don't think it's really fair. Rav Yochanan we know is by the chaim nidachim. That's Rav Yochanan Shmami in our class. Rav Yochanan is by the chaim nidachim. So why did Rav Yochanan need to come out as ever chashem taeva typically mishum dichu? I don't think it's fair. I'll leave it to emes. Rav Yochanan holds they have no kapara lachem misa. So you're going to tell me it's possible as dichu? It's possible as ever chashem taeva right now. What do you have to come out to dichu? It's true. It would be dichu too. But Rav Yochanan does not talk about dichu if lemaisa says ever chashem taeva. It's only Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef holds that it's not as ever chashem taeva because havi lo kapara. So Rav Yosef has to say it's taka not as ever chashem taeva. Ela maitz psulim lahavos hakorban. Psulim lahavos hakorban. That's only mechaim not lachem misa. I'll be dichu dichu. Yeah, that's the one thing we find in the Rashi. Okay, I think that's enough to be. That's enough for today. Okay, tomorrow we'll go on to Amud Beis. I want to talk about the Rosh Mayakotim that I sent you.